Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 8th of December, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont, and with me today, because she had such a good time here yesterday, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
I'm glad you're here. And part of the reason I'm glad you're here is because you're here to give us the international perspective on sending people Apple gift cards. If you have a friend or a family member in another country and you want to get them set up maybe with a gift card from the Apple store, you know, that's not the lightweight endeavor it would be if everyone were in the same place, right?
Right. So you would think that sending an Apple gift card or a gift card of any kind, but we're focusing on the Apple one for these purposes, to a gift card, sending a gift card to the Apple friend in your life, the Apple fan in your life who lives abroad, you would think is an easy process. It's a good present. And it is. But it requires a little bit of navigation to do it. So if you give me a moment, I'll break it down for you.
Yes, please.
The most important thing to emphasize throughout this conversation is that if you want to send a gift card to someone living in a different country, you must purchase it from the Apple online store of that country. Mm-hmm. So I, Charlotte Henry in the UK, want to buy you, Kelly Gamont in the United States, a gift card from Apple.
Thank you.
I must go to the Apple US store, online store, apple.com, and I must purchase it in dollars. And that means A, you get the gift card in the correct currency.
Yes.
And B, it is, from what I can tell going through the T's and C's, the gift cards are only valid in the country in which they are purchased.
Okay. So if the opposite were true, I would need to go to apple.co.uk or whatever the UK URL is. And then I would purchase one there for you. Even though I live here, it needs to be purchased on the UK store so that you can use it in the UK store, because that's where you would be shopping.
Bingo. Okay. And you would make the purchase in pound sterling and do the foreign exchange conversion yourself.
Well, I'll let the bank take care of that, but yes.
Setting your budget or whatever. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So there we go. That's the most important point. We'll reiterate it throughout the show, because that's, if you don't do that, nothing else will work.
Correct. And that's the part that was kind of what prompted this conversation. And part of the reason for that is because, we've seen a lot of supply chain things and shortages on different stuff. And so one of the things that is usually an easy way to get around something like that is a digital gift. And a digital gift like an Apple gift card is
perfect.
Is the right answer for a lot of people for a lot of things.
The HomePod Mini that I wanted to put on my Christmas list yesterday can be purchased using that gift card in the UK.
Yes.
Lovely.
And if you will write into observations@macobserver.com, we will make sure that we are able to get you the information that you need to help contribute to Charlotte's HomePod Mini Fund. if you really want to send a gift card. So the other piece of this I thought that was interesting was the part that was news to me. Anyway, was in the US, Apple has one gift card to rule them all. There used to be the iTunes gift card, which you could use like in the online stores. You could buy movies or music or things like that, subscriptions in the App Store with it. And then it sort of became the App Store gift card. But that was a separate thing from Apple Store gift card was, which you take into the store. And now in the US, Those are one thing. So if you've been wondering why you can't get deals on Apple gift cards anymore, that's why. And that is not the case everywhere.
Right. You're right. But before we get into that, let's finish just the process of actually buying one in whatever country you're in.
Yes.
Because there's a couple more steps. But that is an important point and we can break that down.
Yes.
But so once you've gone to the right store in the right country, select the type of Apple card you want and a gift card you want, and we'll explain those in a moment. And then obviously you want to make sure you're doing the send by email option.
C- Correct.
You know, you can send them by post. You probably don't want to do that for the cases of an international purchase. So send by email, then you put in all the correct data, you know, your address, the person, the recipient's address, the amount of money you want to spend, and so on and so forth. And then it should arrive with them. Now, we conducted this experiment at the Mac Observer yesterday. Dave Hamilton sent me one from the US to the UK by, as mm-hmm. we said, going into the UK Apple store, putting in the amount in pounds sterling and sending it to me at my email address. And it arrived. It arrived pretty quickly, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think it all, and it will work the other way around. I sent one to the US and I slightly, confession, no one's listening, are they? It's fine. This is private conversation.
It's okay. It's just you and me here.
Cool. I screwed up and put the wrong email address in. I managed to send it to myself, but the nice person at Apple support has sent it on to Dave. So,
oh, hurrah.
They said it can take 24 hours, so bear that in mind. But mm-hmm. our experience seems to be it's pretty quick.
Yeah. I think when you were trying to go through it, it said it could take up to 24 hours. And when Dave sent one from here to from the US to you, that it was like an hour, I think, so is I what think it said it would be. You got it immediately, but.
Yeah, I think the US to US is an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I think for an international, I think elsewhere, you probably want to have 24 hours in mind, but it. Our experience is it's pretty quick. So just anyway, I say that just to bear that in mind.
Yeah, because right. it's important and it, you know, it's not going to happen right away. And I know since we're talking about gift cards in general a little bit, one of the other things about that is some of them have a scheduling option. I don't know about Amazon internationally, but in the US, like I help my dad buy a nice Kindle because he reads all the time. So I generally will give him an Amazon gift card to go buy some more books. And so I usually will give him that. And so I can schedule it ahead of time so that it shows up, so that it gets delivered the evening before his birthday. And then on his birthday, he checks his email and there's a gift from his favorite child
right.
who continues to support his reading habit. So, yeah.
Yeah, I did notice a scheduling option there. That doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but I don't think I've noticed that in the Apple gift cards one.
Yeah, I'm not certain Apple that the Apple ones have it, but so keep anyway. That in mind. If you do buy one, yeah. you maybe it'll if it takes a day, possibly two, to show up, you may want to make sure that you're doing that a little earlier than a little later. In case, you know, otherwise, remember that the day after Christmas is Boxing Day. And if you've decided to give all your gifts on the 26th of December, just remember that that's just remember. And then if it shows up late, you still look good, right? Because it was Boxing Day.
I'm sure so.
So we'll go with that.
So anyway, that's where we are. Do you want me to break down the different types of card now? Because you're right, there are a couple.
Yeah, there's a variety to choose from, and we are going to break those down. I am looking forward to that because I do want to know about that. But first, I want to take a minute and talk to you about our sponsors this week. And our first sponsor is ZocDoc. ZocDoc allows you to compare doctors by rating and read reviews from actual patients. Download the free ZocDoc app. It's the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. So with ZocDoc, you can search for highly rated local doctors who take your insurance. You can book in-person or video appointments. And it's not just for primary care. You can find a dentist, a psychiatrist, an eye doctor, or another specialist. They have lots of them. I'm not going to read them all off. They're all there. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Now is the time to prioritize your health. Go to ZocDoc.com/TDO and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/TDO. ZocDoc.com/TDO. We'd like to thank ZocDoc for sponsoring the show today. Now, our second sponsor this week is Therabody. Now, Therabody makes a device called the Theragun, and if you are an athlete, if you do a lot of running or a lot of yoga or a lot of general physical activity, or maybe you're somebody more on my end of the scale, just trying to make it through the day, maybe you spend a little longer at your desk than you should and you get stiff in some spots, Theragun can help. So the Theragun is a handheld percussive therapy device, and it releases muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth and speed and power, and it's really pretty quiet. So the Gen 4 Theragun doesn't just feel good, it gets to the source of the pain using its own signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration by itself. So if you want to release muscle tension, or if you have worked out and need to recover a little bit, you can use the Theragun Gen 4 for that. It's super great. I've used it, and it's become a very popular device at my house for sore muscles and general kinds of aches and pains. And you can try Theragun for 30 days starting at $199. Here's how. You go to therabody.com/TDO right now, and you can get a fourth gen Theragun today. That's therabody.com/TDO. Therabody.com/TDO. I'd like to thank Therabody for sponsoring the show today. So, Charlotte, you have a variety to choose from. This was the other piece of the gift card equation that we kind of ended up needing to talk about, because, like I said, in the U.S., there's one gift card now for Apple for all the things. You can take it in the store. If you can get in the store, you can use it for a hardware purchase. You can use it for a subscription. You can use it in the App Store, whatever. And that's not the case everywhere.
No, so you can basically, there is one card, as you said, one card to rule them all in the US. You can buy hardware and software and subscriptions and everything. So, and it's called, I think they just called it the Apple gift card. In a disgraceful display of American exceptionalism, this is not the case in the UK or anywhere else as far as I can tell. That gift card is only available in the US. So in the UK and elsewhere, there are two types of gift card.
Okay.
You have the old school App Store and iTunes gift card, so through which you can purchase obviously things through in iTunes and the App Store.
Yes.
And then there is an Apple Store gift card.
So sort of the old way that we had.
Correct. It's the old, so you, and that's what you can go into an Apple Store with and buy other stuff with. So you could take that into the store and pick up your HomePod Mini or your MacBook Pro or whatever, chip into that.
Yes. So,
yeah.
Excellent.
So that's two different kinds. So when you're doing, once you're in the right store of the right country and about to enter the amount in the right currency, make sure you're buying the right kind of gift card as well, because you can't exchange it.
Yeah, like that's the other thing. Only, no take backs.
No take backs. If you buy an iTunes and App Store gift card, the person who receives it will only be able to buy stuff from the iTunes or store or the App Store.
Okay.
If you want them to be able to put it towards something else, there's the Apple Store gift card.
And that is an important distinction, as you said. That part matters very much. And that was kind of the other piece that I wanted to talk about, because that change hasn't happened everywhere. It's literally only in the United States. So the good news is, if you have international people who are buying something for you in the U.S., they come here, they only have one to choose from. So if you are buying for international people, if you have a worldwide Rolodex, then what you will end up doing is you'll need to make that distinction. So when we buy these for Charlotte, we need to make sure that they're the Apple Store gift card to put toward the Mini, and not the iTunes gift card or the App Store gift card, I think they call it.
No, because I would just spend that on games and then not do any work, and that wouldn't end well for anyone.
It really wouldn't.
So, but that is something to bear in mind if you're an American buying an Apple gift card.
Buying something elsewhere.
Someone else.
Yeah, it's not just the one. Like it's not just the one card like we have here now. So
I also really wish they would roll it out universally. It seems pretty weird now that there is this distinction.
Yeah, because now there's three. Like they've added another kind of gift card, because the one here is different from both of the old ones.
Correct.
Yeah.
It just seems really, really messy and unnecessarily so. And I don't quite know why it's this way, unless they're testing the rollout in the US, although that would seem to be a major market. Is it a Apple Card thing? Am I making that up? I'm slightly confused why this didn't just get rolled out. I'm sure someone who has much more detail on international finance and banking and gift cards can maybe write in and tell us, but I'm a bit confused why that hasn't been sorted yet. I get why maybe straight away you don't want to do it, but
this has been a while now.
It was released in July, at the end of July 2020. The in the US, the all-in-one card.
Yeah. So there's been a year to work out the kinks, and then some.
A year and a half.
Yeah. So well more than a year to work out the kinks, and then like extra time besides that. So like by now, I feel like it should be nailed down. And so maybe it would be nice if it was just the same everywhere. I will underscore your request for an international commerce expert to email the show and let us know if there is some compelling reason why this is not the case, because you're right. It doesn't make sense that it would be one thing here and then two other things in the rest of the world. That does seem odd to me, particularly because it's been long enough since it rolled out.
Yeah, I kind of get I was slightly annoyed yesterday when I was looking into it, but having had discussions like with colleagues and whatever, I kind of get why it would be more complicated to have a international gift card. So you just buy one card from whatever Apple store and it can be used in whatever country. I kind of get why that's difficult, because you have different exchange rates and different currencies and different financial systems and different banking systems and so on and so on and so on.
Okay.
I get why that is a harder thing to tackle. But the fact that you can't buy the same Apple product in every Apple store, which is effectively what this is with the gift cards, is a bit weird to me.
Yeah, that does seem odd. So yes, please, if you do know, we would very much like to find that out. Because it is, I think it would be an interesting thing to know just from the logistics of it. Like, maybe it's really hard and that's fine. But I'd like to understand it. And so far, you know, Apple and their super duper commitment to transparency and making sure everybody knows everything about what they're up to, that makes a difference. So that counts. So if you are interested in doing that, there you go. This was sort of a bonus gift pick to tack on to yesterday's show, where we gave you a bunch of interesting gift pick ideas. And hopefully you check that out. If you have things you want to make sure we cover, or if you have something that you love that you need to make sure ends up on our Christmas lists, you can get us at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. So that's going to do it for us today. Charlotte, thank you so much for throwing yourself on the hand grenade of international gift cards.
No, thank you. Yes. Gift cards was going to be one of my gift pick for tomorrow, because I thought it was a really good, simple thing to send internationally.
Yeah.
And then
looking into it. We will have to look at the other ones. If the Amazon ones are easier, maybe you'll just have to buy your HomePod mini from Amazon.
Yeah, actually. Oh, no, now I'm going to get sent down a rabbit hole of other gift cards. Go away. I'm not talking to you anymore.
Yeah, this is sort of my responsibility in the first place. So I apologize. But that's going to do it. Thank you again, Charlotte, both for joining me for the show 2 days in a row and for wading into the waters of international commerce. I appreciate it very much. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there. We'll be right back.